Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
We're doing well.
That's good to hear. I can't believe Baskin and Phelps left a whole pizza in the studio.
Do you think they left the pizza?
No, Baskin did it with the intention of like, this is for you now.
To refute.
Clean up your mess.
I think it's more to refute the idea.
We don't want your pizza.
But every time there's a free food situation, Baskin and Phelps get hammered for it. And I kind of feel like this is like it's not just our free pizza. I think this is an
obligation. This is going to be here tomorrow when Ken shows up in the morning. He's going to lose his mind, which will actually be high comedy for all of us. I was going to remove the pizza myself, and now thinking about Ken getting really mad in the morning, it kind of makes me happy.
I mean, Big Weech isn't working tonight, so we do have some people who aren't usually in there. I don't know it's going to last.
Of course it's not going to. What do you mean? You
don't know it's going to last. I think people might eat it before it gets to Ken tomorrow morning.
Who's eating this pizza? Now, this is the other side. And
Who's eating this pizza?
Baskin, I'm not mad at you guys for leaving the pizza.
It's a good redirect.
It's more the idea that I've been trying to eat good, and I've only been on like a day and a half of eating good.
Yeah.
And I know you know me well enough to know I only have like 2 or 3 days that I actually eat good, and then we just go off the rails, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But for those 2 or 3 days, I'm awesome. And it might throw a wrench in that plan.
Definitely feel, if I'm Baskin right now, I definitely thrown off the scent that you totally took a shot at him to start the show.
He's the enabler is what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, no.
He's enabling my dieting, and now he's trying to get me to make some bad life decisions here.
I mean, listen, far be it for a fat man to say, I think you're enabling yourself. Hold yourself to a standard here.
I just got to look at that pizza. I got to smell that pizza.
Don't
I got to take in the waft of the pizza the entire time.
We'll get like a tens unit, so every time you sniff it, you can shock yourself a little bit.
Huh? I'm going to shock myself.
Yeah.
I'm a puppy now.
No, I was thinking it was from Dodgeball. Like White Goodman, what he did was he had the pizza right in front of his face and then... he didn't eat the pizza, did he?
Yeah, that was a real way of helping him out.
That sound again?
I'm just saying. I already said it once. I wanted to repeat myself.
I wanted it 3 times. No, no. I wanted it 4 times.
No. You're not going to get it because that's the way she goes. But yeah, I commend Baskin and Phelps for sharing their food. This is a new step for them.
Baskin seemed like he'd left us caviar. He was like, I got some more for you guys.
Man's it's all trying
right.
to build a bridge.
It's all right here. I got it right here for you guys. Just go ahead and just take it.
How quickly this has changed. All of a sudden, you're the shot taker on the show.
It's not,
and
no.
I'm the
you're
peacemaker.
Phrasing it, you're phrasing it as the shot taker, which is a very interesting portrayal. When it's not a shot, it's more the idea that I am trying to eat and do well. And he just
and
happened
Baskin's
to pick the wrong
be aware
day.
Of that?
No, he happened to pick the wrong day. And then he left pizza in here. And it's like, just get the pizza out of here.
216-474-0092. Should Jonathan Peterlin become Jonathan Pizzaland? Should he eat the pizza in front of us?
Let's do a thing. Are you going to eat any of the pizza?
Absolutely not.
No, because you just had pizza last night, and you don't seem like you're interested in that pizza. I'm not interested in that pizza. Mac, you're not interested in that pizza?
No, I already have.
Okay, all right, so Katie's not interested either. I know that because Katie does not really go down that road to begin with anyway.
Here's the difference.
No one's touching that pizza.
Except you will.
I will not eat that pizza.
You are interested in that pizza.
I will buy pizza-adjacent things before I eat that pizza.
I think
I will go downstairs to the bodega and buy a pizza Lunchable before I eat that pizza.
I think you were triggered by delicious pizza that is free right in front of you. Still fresh. You can smell. It's still got that new pizza smell. And I think you're triggered right now. And I don't believe you.
I think we both looked at that pizza and saw that's not the type of pizza we want to eat to begin with anyway. And now that pizza is going to sit there to the morning. And then Ken's going to get all upset by it. And he's going to be running around talking about who left this pizza here.
You're snowballing.
I'm not picking up that pizza.
You're picking up that pizza.
I'm not touching that pizza.
It should be said that you're picking up the
pizza. You think I'm going to eat that pizza?
You're not
eating that pizza.
You're not just going to touch the
pizza.
You are going to slowly satisfy that pizza and yourself at the same time.
What world
That's
are we
what's
living
going
in?
On. Don't you dare take it away. Dan, keep it right there.
What a mensch.
Dan, I love you. Mensch. Keep it right there. Because he is
Dan,
full of it.
You take
he
that pizza. You take that
Dan,
pizza.
Don't you
and
dare
leave.
Take
you
that
take
pizza.
Take that pizza and leave.
Nope. Keep
unless,
that pizza right
unless
damn there.
You think that Ken's going to get mad if we leave him until the morning. That's the only way I want that pizza
to stay.
I'm going to
tell you right now, Dan, he needs this test. Because you, me, and everybody listening know.
I would love to see Ken's face when he sees those 8 slices.
It goes from Jonathan Peterlin to Jonathan Pizzaland in about 3 seconds.
Jonathan Pizzaland?
I'm saying it's happening on this show.
Jonathan Pizzaland?
All right.
I'll give one extra.
Oh.
He's got no mic in it, actually. I actually heard him loud and clear.
Yeah.
I'm a loud man. What do you want from me? You think this makes it past the night show? Both of you work the night show.
No. I don't think Jake's working tonight.
Yeah, I don't think Jake is working tonight. Somebody is working. I don't think it makes it past Pizza Land. I'm going to say it right now.
I will buy pizza-adjacent things before I touch that pizza.
That's what you tell yourself at 2 o'clock. At 2:30, all of a sudden, you get a rumbly in the tumbly, and all of a sudden, you're going to downtown Pizza Town.
You know me well. I'm not touching that pizza.
You are touching that pizza. You are all over that pizza. All right? You're like Pete Davidson with Kim Kardashian with that pizza.
That wasn't bad.
Here's the thing.
I didn't think you were going to land it. I don't think you thought you were going to land that, and then you did.
Yeah, sometimes. We all win occasionally. All right, we're going to keep you up segment by segment today on Peter Lynn and when he gets to this pizza.
I'm not touching that pizza.
Because it is a win. It is not an if. As long as Dan does not go and take that pizza out of there. He's wafting it now. That's how we do it.
Oh, my
gosh. Waft it. Waft it real good.
I'm going to have the smell of this gross pizza in here for hours.
Oh, God. Gross pizza, he says, 20 minutes before he eats 7 pieces of it. And then it's like, I knew I couldn't do it. With that being said, the Guardians are trending right now.
Yeah. Do you like this hashtag?
Yeah. I don't understand why this hashtag has actually caught fire, because it's the most boring hashtag in the history of hashtags. But
actually, it's the right hashtag for the Guardians in many ways.
It sounds like a bad Seth Rogen film. The promotion?
Yeah, the promotion. Coming to theaters this July.
With James Franco, who's still problematic.
James Franco's in everything.
With Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And he's problematic.
But they don't even like each other anymore. Apparently, they're like not even friends.
Yeah, turns out you don't treat your co-stars right, and maybe don't treat women right, and Seth Rogen will turn on you.
I never thought James Franco was funny. I like Seth Rogen a lot. James Franco never did anything for
me. Nobody did.
I'm not on an island on that, right?
He was just obscenely good-looking, and Hollywood wanted him.
Yeah, he's not very funny. I don't think he's talented at anything. I don't get the appeal.
Although... Oh gosh, what's the darn movie? With Date Night with Tina Fey and Steve Carell. He's a very funny small role in that, but because he's just a bad actor. That said, the promotion is trending right now because Guardians fans have had it up to here. I'm putting it over my head for those of you who can't watch this right now.
Yeah,
Had it up to here with the fact that Chase DeLauter nor C.J. Cephas is in Cleveland as of yet.
Well, and so we all waited, right? David Sampson came on and was like, June 17th. That's the date you got to wait for the Super 2 and everything to come and play with that. June 17th. You get past that, and it's wide open. You can go ahead and bring them up, and you'll have no worries financially. It's not going to do anything in that regard. Now that's been a week, and we've been sitting here and we're waiting, watching really bad right field play, really bad two-hole play, and you have answers down there in the minors, and I think Guardians fans have a big right to be mad at what's going on right now.
I just feel like, so not to completely diminish the hashtag and the intent behind it, because I'm certainly not going to complain if Chase DeLauter's here tomorrow, today, or anywhere in the very near future. It does feel like we're just jumping around on things to bitch about, though, right? Like, we started with Dolan's is cheap because the offseason, whatnot. That now they've started to win again. Now it's, okay, now we got to move to the prospect thing. All of these, by the way, have a valid roots in their argument.
Well, listen, I'll take a call up the prospects. Let's complain about that over a week and a half ago when people wanted to trade J-Ram.
Oh, yeah.
This is a much better.
We're in the right direction. That's a great point.
I think we're moving towards the idea of like, oh, this team can actually like do something. Where if you call up DeLauter, who mashes, if you call up Cephas, who currently is mashing, all of a sudden you have yourselves a couple nice at-bats in there. And this is a team with the pitching and the way they've been recently, one of the best starting rotations in the whole month of June in baseball, which isn't saying much because we're still... June's almost done. It is saying much. But you have a chance here, Nick. You have a real opportunity. I'm not saying a World Series team, but let's not lay down and die.
So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The only, I think something complicating this.
This is support for this Guardians team.
Yeah, again, we're talking about a young team relying on a rookie to come save it. We already have enough young hitters floundering at the big league level. I don't think DeLauder would. Kafis might. But I think so that's one element of this. I do think there's something complicating this. You have a math problem in this lineup where you're trying to get the lineup going while finding meaningful at-bats for two veterans who are very clearly not in regular season form in Lane Thomas and David Fry. And you're trying to get rookies going, young players going.
I have no commitment to Lane Thomas at this point in the slightest bit. There's a reason why everyone's suggesting that he'll be traded and won't be on the roster past a certain date. I owe Lane Thomas nothing at this point.
No, I think Lane's the wrong guy. I think it's David Fry.
Well, David Fry is the interesting conversation. And right now he has not hit. He can only do DH because of his injury. But he hasn't hit enough. Like, I'm sorry. You don't get to keep your job based off of one great half of baseball last year.
Now, can we all admit, they thought, okay, he's coming off the elbow injury. He's going to come back and he's going to save the day. Like, he was kind of a Hail Mary from the front office, right?
Yeah.
Because if everybody realized where he was in his rehab, you would have just optioned him to Columbus. Not under the guise of he's not good enough. It's just you need to get your feet wet and then you can come up when you're ready.
And at the time when they did that, they were worried about the Super 2 and they were worried about the financial implications of all that stuff. And so they brought David Fry up with the idea that this could maybe satisfy the lineup and fix the lineup in many ways. So guess what? It hasn't. And we're past the date that you have to worry about. Get DeLauder up here. If you have to wait on Kafis, I'm fine with it. But DeLauder should be playing.
I just think with Lane Thomas and David Fry struggling alongside, meaning like they just needed bats, and you're already having problems getting them at bats because you have too many guys in this roster you're trying to play on. Hell, I can't get back-to-back days of Kyle Manzardo. So it's a little tough for me to really DeLauder, hashtag the promotion. It's really tough to go to harden the paint on this one. Because I just need like certain guys to get every day at bats at this point, and that's not even happening.
Yeah, it's really not for me when you just look at the outfield, and I'll find DeLauder the at bats. Kafis is harder to find the at bats for. I get that. Manzardo, Santana, there's a logjam there, and I know they've been trying him out in the outfield and trying to get that going. I don't know that that's going to translate. I have no idea. But the only concern you have with DeLauder is if you bring him up and he turns out to just be your buddy Byron Buxton, essentially. That's what he's been
put some respect on
his entire baseball career. He's been Cleveland's Byron Buxton.
He's a three-war player.
He's an awesome player. Everyone loves watching him play. No one questions his talent, but when somebody brings
his name up in trade conversations, we duke all over that man.
But the man can't stay healthy. That's Buxton and DeLauder. I'm talking about the same person. It's the Spider-Man meme. But that's the same storyline with each. But as of right now, DeLauder is healthy. I want to see him play, Nick. I'm tired of it.
One thing I would say,
get him up here.
I'm ambivalent about this. When he comes up, I'll be excited for it. But I'm not pounding down the door for it because I don't expect him to save the season either. One thing I would say is, if he's going to get hurt, I'd rather get three games of him in Cleveland and then he gets hurt than another three games in Columbus and he gets hurt. I know, such a dumb...
You want the fanfare of it all?
No, I just want to be able to say, well, at least we know he's major league ready. It's an endorsement.
Major league ready. I'll tell you right now.
But we don't
need to hear it. We don't need anything else. He's major league ready.
But it does. You and I both think that, but it doesn't matter until that organization shows that he's ready.
He's ready.
Call him up. They're the
what
ones
are we
holding him back.
What are we waiting on?
Maybe a nice little 260 hitter, maybe a Luis Robert trade.
Oh my gosh.
Anthony Elant and Mac Robinson get their way.
I saw that pop up again on ESPN. Thank you, Jeff Passan.
What was he, the 17th prospect?
I think it was 19th. But they definitely put the Guardians in there with the list of teams.
Everyone should be lining up for a 111 hitter.
Matt goes shifty eyes. I want to, Nick should read you that in between the break. Not on the air, because no one needs to hear it. But in between the break, what they had to say about him and just be like, that's your walk-off moment.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Robert asking for video of you and me arguing over pizza. Bove on Twitter saying, I am the pizza devil on JP's shoulder. Mm. And Jared saying, just eat pizza. One slice won't hurt. One tiny, itsy, bitsy slice is okay. He's right.
He knows what you know about me is I can't have just one slice.
Yes, you can.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes,
I'm great.
You're not trusting your own internal strength.
I'm great until I'm not. And when I'm not, oh boy, am I not.
But you're great right now.
So that's why we got to keep the good times going.
Well, come on, you can do both.
This is it's like crack for me, man. Just one little taste is enough. Enough. It's a slippery slope.
I don't think you've had enough crack to substantiate that comment.
You're right. I've never had crack. Only I could talk to Rob Ford and figure out what it's like.
May he rest in crack. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got John Fanta. At 4 o'clock, we've got Albert Breer at 520-216-474-0092. Hashtag the promotion is trending. Guardians fans are taken to social media to put pressure on the Guardians to promote thine prospects. Why are the Guardians not calling up their prospect and Jose Ramirez's place in the Guardians deadline approach in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.